Ilan, let's say you have a tree. Shul mesach al aretz, it kind of droops down to the ground. The branches start 10 tfachim high, but they droop down to the ground. Im ein noifei gvayim in aretz shlesha tfachim, if the branches aren't higher from the ground by more than 3 tfachim, in other words, they come down within 3 tfachim, anything that's less than 3 tfachim is called lavit, so it's as if the branches touch the ground, metaltel and tachtav, you can carry things underneath. Provided, says the Batanura, that you fill up the spaces, the straw, you tie them in such a way they don't sway in the wind, and also it's not larger than an area of a base sasayim, which is 70 amis of shirayim by 70 amis of shirayim, because anytime you have a place that's surrounded, not to live there, but just like airspace, so there's a limit to how big the area can be. Shirashav gvayim in aretz shlesha tvachim, if the roots come up, sometimes in the older trees that's what happens, higher than 3 tvachim l'yeshav alein, you can't sit on them. Because you're not supposed to use a tree on Shabbos, can't hang things on a tree, can't climb a tree, as a gzeri may come to break off a twig. So if the roots come up more than 3 tvachim, you can't sit there, because that's called sitting on a tree. If it's less than 3 tvachim, then that's called sitting on the ground, and it would be okay. Vayikra says the Mishnah, hadelas shebemuksa, a doorway of the backyard storage area, which wasn't made with hinges, which was just something you, like a board you stuck in, pulled out, or v'chadakim, thorns that were used shebepirtza to close up a breach, umachtzalais, or mats that were used to close a breach. Ein le'alamben, you can't close it on Shabbos. Why? Because for someone who watches this, it looks like you're lifting something from the ground and putting it into a hole. It looks like you're building. Elim kein gvayim in aretz, unless it's tied a little bit, so it dangles a little, it doesn't mamish fall down to the ground. So at least over here, you can tell that it's something made to open and close, and it's not something that you're closing up a wall with. So quickly, chazring over, what did we learn in this Mishnah? If you have a tree that droops down to the ground, if the branches come from 3 tvachim, you can carry underneath, provided that you tie it into place, fill up some of the holes, and the area isn't too large. Roots that come up from the ground, if they're high 3 tvachim, you can't sit on it, because that's called using a tree. A doorway that was made for a backyard storage area with no hinges, you just put it in and you put it out. Or thorns that were used to close up a breach in a fence, or mats that were used for that purpose. You can't close it on Shabbos unless they dangle a little bit off the ground. Somehow it's connected, so it shouldn't look like you're building on Shabbos.